Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God to which we direct our attention is the 15th verse of the 40th chapter of the book of the prophet Isaiah. Behold, the nations are like a drop from a bucket. The season of the Epiphany of our Lord is a time for us as the people of God to get excited again about what the people of God are to do, that is, to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to all people and all nations and all tongues. It is a time for us to become reinvigorated for our calling as God's people. And yet it seems that quite frequently the church tiptoes in its mission. It kind of limps along with pious phrases about the need to do this job. And at least people such as the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod regularly gather in convention to pass resounding resolutions that are normally forgotten the day after the convention terminates. We kind of look at the end of a year at what's going on, and the last year seems as much like business as usual as the year before. And part of the reason for that lack of emphasis and interest and vigor in doing the Lord's work is that we frequently stand more in opposition to those who stand against it than we do to the Lord who has called and equipped his people. We stand in fear of those things all around us and wonder, can you really do God's work today? And we can even find biblical justification for our fears. After all, the king who was going to go to war and the man who was going to build the tower was told, count the cost, learn to say no while the saying is still possible. Don't get caught out there in a situation you can't handle. Isn't it something like that that missionary Rawl was getting at when he said, there are some people who prefer to be isolationistic, build a wall and hide behind it, and preserve the God-blessed status quo. After all, take a look at what's out there. All the isms that stand in opposition to the gospel of Jesus Christ. What influence do you think the church has in the political realm? Don't you understand the complexities of international relations? What do you know about the economy? Can't you even guess what inflation is doing to our mission dollar? Why can't you just be content with doing the best we can? Be realistic. Don't bite off more than you can chew. Let's carry on those time-honored programs in those time-honored places, in those time-honored ways, so that we can come up next year with the same time-honored results. The nations are like a drop from the bucket. That word of our God forces us to recall who is in charge here. Whose mission is it anyway? Whose church is it? Who redeemed the world? Who sent forth his Son? And who continues to send the Spirit of his Son? The nations are like a drop from the bucket. You see, that word is embedded in this chapter to remind Israel and to remind us that the sovereign God is still in control of this world and of this church, and he will carry out his task. The nations are like a drop in the bucket. But listen to the description of God. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and marked off the heavens with a span, enclosing the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord? or as his counselor has instructed him?
Whom did he consult for his enlightenment?
And who taught him the path of justice, and taught him knowledge, and showed him the way of understanding? To whom then will you liken God, or what likeness compare with him? The idol? A workman cast it, the goldsmith overlays it with gold, and casts it with silver chains. He who is impoverished chooses an offering, wood that will not rot. He seeks out skilled craftsmen to set up an image that will not move. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Have you not been told from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is a passage reminiscent of that great scene in Job where God asked Job, where were you when I did all these things? Whom did God consult for his plan? Before him, the nations are like a drop from the bucket. And when he set out to redeem the world, did he ask you, is not he the one in control? He did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. He, the one who commanded light to shine out of darkness without our help, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He has transferred us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his beloved Son. And before him, the nations are like a drop from the bucket. And he assures us of the success of his mission. Read those words which hem this section of chapter 40. They begin with God's call for people to speak the good news. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfortably to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is over. Her iniquity is pardoned, and she shall receive from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. For he shall feed his flock like a shepherd, and gather the lambs in his arms, and gently lead those who are with young. And this sovereign Lord assures us, have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And before him, the nations are like a drop from the bucket. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.